Magdalene, it's Simon Mem Gimel. Sif Hey. In Rachel Kona is a basic kisei kua lasis tzuracha. A person wants to go into an established basic kisei to relieve himself. Lasis tzuracha means for gedarlim. So cholzim barichuk arba amas, he must remove the tefillin A, and he has to remove them at a distance of 4 amas away. Some say once you go into basic kisei kavua, even if you're not going to relieve yourself, walking into basic kisei kavua, which is made for that purpose, you can't wear tefillin at all. Fine. You roll them up inside of the ritzuas. You hold them inside of a garment. Means you're showing a makam on chashivas, and it has to be biyaminoi. Mr. Burr will talk about because the person when he wipes himself, he uses his left hand because the right hand is used for tying tefillin and shouldn't be used for that purpose. So therefore, you shouldn't be holding it in the same hand which you're going to end up using to be mekaneach. It should be inside of your hand. There shouldn't be drop hanging down more than a tefach or more. Then when you leave, you wait 4 amos away before you put them back on again. Okay. The basic kisei kavua. Nokat kavua mishum seifo. So we said before that even basic kisei shena kavua lasis tzurachav, according to the Mechaber, there were tamei cases doing lasis tzurachav. You also have to remove it. So why are we discussing dafka kavua? Mishum seifa hashmir and dafila bekuva ma'akdis the tefillin imoy mishum shmirah. So there's really a lot of kedushim over here. The first halacha, you must take it off. Okay, so Mishabura's question is that we know already from before, earlier in the siman, that to lasis tzurachav you must remove your tefillin. You must remove your tefillin at a distance of 4 amos. So that was a discussion before, which he said. Imam basically said, "Roy, there's a halacha removing it at 4 amos away. There's a halacha you're allowed to take the tefillin with you into the basic kisei. That's a chiddush." So even though I thought you could do it by basic kisei roy, I would not necessarily know you could do it by basic kisei kavua. So I need to tell you the basic kisei kavua for that kiddush, that in a case where you don't have an option of leaving it anywhere else, you could take them inside, wrapped up in a certain way, to protect the tefillin.
L'chatchila, how many bags do you need the tefillin to be in that you can take it to the bathroom? But a lot of times this comes up when you're in an airport.
So... We spoke about that a little bit last week. You need 2 bags, and one of them should not be miyuchad for the tefillin, right?
So basically, if you have a tefillin bag that's in a talis bag, that's in a plastic, that's in a luggage.
Yes, you're okay. Fine. You're fine because you have the tefillin bag. So the tefillin bag and the plastic could be all considered specific for the tefillin. The talus bag we discussed before, maybe it's made for the talus also, maybe it's not, and that was questionable because it's made for the talus and the tefillin. That could be called. That's called. But once you have it inside of your luggage, right,
they all count as one.
They count as one. Right.
And the luggage counts as the second one.
Correct. Uh-huh. It's very common. You're traveling, you need to go to the bathroom.
You're going to probably have your tefillin in your hand luggage. You're not going to put it in your checked in luggage.
Right. But with regards to the halacha of removing them at a distance of 4 amas, that applies even by basic kisei shena kavua. V'chei ma'adonokat lasis tzurachav, gam kem shir busa de seifa. Now, he says lasis tzurachav, which means for gedolim. But the truth is, and then the chiddush is, even though you're doing that, because of shmir of the tefillin, you may take them in. But even if a person is just going to basic he said, well, lahashtin for meraglayim, so he has to, if it's in a basic kisei kavua, he has to be chalitz, because we're afraid once in a basic kisei kavua, he might come to be oisit tzarachim, and he has to do that at a distance of dalat amos. So the kiddush of basic kisei kavua and the kiddush of lasis tzarachim, we're not in regards to that's only the scenario where you need to remove. It's a chiddush all around. Even those scenarios, you're allowed to take it in for shmirah if necessary. Okay, then he said that it's proper to not enter basic kisei kavua, even if you have no intent to relieve yourself wearing tefillin. B'tayv l'hachmer, mishabur yotes. So the Ramah said b'tayv l'hachmer. So the mishabur, Magen Ram, Masad, the Medina also the kanos of basic kisei b'tefillin. It's not just b'tayv l'hachmer, but it's a key of gomer that you must remove tefillin before you go into basic kisei kavua. It's not any less than the issue of a person going into Americas, which is considered mezuam because of the sweat which comes out from the you have in Americas. There's all this moisture in the air, etc. It causes people to sweat and it makes it dirty, etc. So you can't wear tefillin in America. It's kavukar. You can't wear tefillin. You're not doing any srochim over there. You can't have tefillin, and wearing tefillin in America. So kavukar. You can't have tefillin in the basic kisei. Wearing tefillin in the basic kisei. I'm prima godim. The mar mordechai is discussed the midiray rosh le'mash mahachi. That he does point out, however, that the rosh is mash, not like that. That it's only the lasis srochim which is problematic. Gam midiri Rav Hai lemash mahochi ayin shom. This is the prima godim writing. Sefer Eshkol b'shem agoyin mashu kitiruta de magen avram. However, the Eshkol is mashu like the magen avram. Eshkol is a region also. Fine. So the Shabura doesn't come up with where he stands in this. I mean, it's not downgraded the less than the Torah Lahakra for sure. The question is it a Chiyuv garment that you must do so? He's not coming. It doesn't seem like he's coming out with a final, clear decision on that. Okay, so he has to hold them by Yemino. Chof. You can't use your left hand because the person does kinuach with his left hand. Too much cost of the simon gimel, like we said way back when in simon gimel. Okay. Now, so we said before, the holding him in your hands. We said even when we talked about basic kisei, on the basic kisei, we had a problem that. That holding them in your hand is problematic because when a person relieves himself for ketanim, it splashes sometimes and he has to wipe off his feet, and he's wiping his feet while he's with the hand that's holding the tefillin. So it's bad. You can't hold them in your hand. So why here are we allowing you to hold them in your hand? So that was an issue which you raised before. In Sif Aleph, we said it's almost counterintuitive that you're allowed to wear tefillin in the basic kisei aroi, which means the place is not designated for that purpose. To be mashdin, you can wear the tefillin, but you can't hold them because of this concern of the tzitzis. So the answer he says like this is. That issue was only an issue of the concern of the splashing on his feet if he's standing. If he's sitting, we're not worried about that problem. And usually in the basic kisei kavua, the person was sitting. And Mishmar mentioned this before, that the main issue really isn't a roi versus a kavua. The main issue is really standing versus sitting. So if he's in a basic kisei kavua standing, it would be problematic. Kosev harama, that's a Menachem Azariah, that's a Ramami Pano, Simon and Tess. The mutterly konos betrillin, the mavuos hamutun office. If you're allowed to wear tefillin in the streets, even though there's items which are unclean in the streets, but it would be proper to put something over the tefillin, like your hat, your cap, that it shouldn't be visible when you're going past that point. If you're leaving your house going to the shul, you put on your tefillin already, you can take them off, go to where you have to go to, and then put them back on again. The Magen Avraham at Tzad HaLomer, the Magen Avraham, however, takes this issue and he says it would be more proper. He's inclined, literally, tell him he's inclined to say, so if you know you're going to have to go through the streets, and the streets had in those times had droppings from various different animals, etc., so it would not be proper to put them on at home, even though we discussed before at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin that it's proper the person should put on the tefillin at home and travel to the shul, walk to the shul wearing tefillin. This is the exception, that you're going to go to a place that's not clean, that would not be proper to do. Or at least, or shenichem abeis, or b'yichasim b'mu'os hamutzun ofis, or you could put them on at home, and you cover them. Now, the Mishnah Berurah back in Siman Chaf Hei did not give you this language of this option the way he presents it over here. He sounds like two options are equal. Either wait till shul to put it on, or put it on at home and cover. Over there, the Mishnah Berurah's language was different, and he said that a person should not put it on at home and relying on covering it unless he has no option. So if you prefer in that situation to wait till you get to shul and put it on in the shul. Now, he does say the chotzer beis hakinesis, because he's still going with the idea of the Kabbalah that a person should enter into the shul already wearing tefillin. So if you have an option, so the Zohar's language is that a person would come from his house to the shul already wearing talis and tefillin. So that's not an option in this situation. At least before you enter the shul, you should be wearing the tefillin you put on a chotzer beis hakinesis. He says, not only do you have to cover the shalrosh, shagir shalyad is usually covered, but the ritzuas should be covered also. And specifically, especially the three krichas which are around the finger. Because according to Chazal, that was the primary place of holding the tefillin in. Shulas Radvaz, Simulam Avav, Mash Agamkin, Shasurba, the Medina Tzarek, Chasas, the tefillin, the Bechamas, and the Tunofais. It's Mikra Din, you must cover it. Not like the Ramah, the Pano, that's Mutter Mikra Din to go there. But the Magen Avraham and then the Ritva is saying like that, that you must cover it. So you must cover it. If you can't cover it, you should put it on in the shul as opposed to putting it on at home. Fine. So nowadays, we don't really have this issue. Right? I guess the question would be, if you're living, and there are so many of the streets, they have the tzfardeh over there, the big green thing which they put all of the garbage in, right? So they call it tzfardeh because they look like green frogs. That's what the kids call them.
It's a big frog.
Yeah, it's a big frog. Yeah. right? So it has, you know, it has garbage in it. So some of the garbage is, you know, food, etc. But some of the garbage is, you know, diapers. There's a lot of other stuff in there. So I want to put my tefillin out of my house and walk down the road past this Pach Ashpa.
Yeah.
That's the... it's a question. How do we look at that? So Rosh Hashanah, so in the Maaseh Dirshah, they bring him a Machlokes between Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv. That Rosh Hashanah Zalman said that, you know, they're not considered mavuos and mitzunafim because of that, and Rabbi Yashiv said that they are.
Is that how it usually goes? That Rav Shlomo Zalman is more meikel. Basically,
yeah. It's not always, but
most of the time,
yeah. But one of our Rebbeim always said, you know, says, "Don't you dare try and predict, because you're going to get the situation where you, you know."
Yeah, most of the time it seems.
Okay. So the Radva says that you must cover. So this point of the Radva that you must cover is referring to the tefillin itself. But even so, the dalad of the back of the head and the yud, which is on the bias, that would not need to be covered, because it's not considered derech ksiva. It's not really considered part of a shame, a full shame of Hashem. So it's, you wouldn't need to cover it. Now the case of covering the yud, I always found this halacha interesting. You know exactly what the scenario would be. The shayad has to be covered, but the yud doesn't have to be covered. So we're talking about, you know, the person had like some type of a shmata. It was just enough to cover the bias of the yud, but not to cover the shayad, but not the yud of the shayad. I always found that like the scenario is hard for me to picture exactly what it looked like.
Unless you're considering maybe that little plastic box that goes over the shalyan.
So it's a possibility.
Because then there clearly the kesher is open.
Right.
And the box is covered. And that's what he means. If that works that way. But.
So that the question would be with that is, you know, when he says that the, you know, the tefillin have to be covered, so it means we would be then saying that we... What you have to cover really is only the ksitza, and not the titura down below. Which I'm not clear about how much, you know, is it specifically just the malkum where the parshias are, which is in the ksitza, or is even the titura also? I always assume it's the titura also, but no, that's a possibility. I mean, they did have it. Like I mentioned to you that I saw the tefillin. Rabbi Talbam has the tefillin from the Shinibur. Who is that? He has the tefillin.
He said Bnei Sosra.
It has a leather box on top. We made out of plastic. They made it out of leather. Yeah, it comes with a leather cover.
Makes a concept.
Okay. It's a possibility. Okay.
They probably didn't have plastic in those days, and they had leather.
Yeah. Sifov, how you lovish betfillin? Hutzikli basically said belaylo is somach lechashecha. Shein shows la nichem oyd achar sheyetsa. The person is going to. So the halacha is that a person was wearing tefillin, the nighttime comes, he's not going to take it off when it's not publicly, but once he takes them off, he doesn't put them back on again. Or if it's not even nighttime, and it's close enough to nighttime that he's not going to be putting it back on again. So this kula was because you need to have them available to put them back on again. But over here, you're not putting them back on again, so you're going to do something with them the rest of the night. What do you do with them? You're going to come up with some type of solution. Well, come on, that solution before the basic kisei, instead of after the basic kisei. So that you can't spam gluten bibigda, this heter which we said before, that you can have them wrapped up inside of the bag and it's going to be mutter, you may not do that. Even just lahashin mayim, you don't have that heter, you're not doing tzrocha, you're just doing lahashin mayim. We're not going to give you that heter. Elokei tzadiyasa, so what are you going to do? Choltzon umanichin bekli, so you take them off and you put them into some type of a container. imhaya betefach. If the, now this heter container that's the only thing that you're putting, that you're taking the tefillin into the basic kisei with just this container. That's all you have. If it's a kli which it has the area of a tefach, the opening inside is a tefach by a tefach by a tefach, which means a tefach cubed. Oh, but kli she'en or kalyon, I feel off she'en but tefach. So you know where to leave it outside, but you're going to put it somewhere. You're not going to spend the whole night holding it, so you're going to put it in some type of a container. So put it in the container beforehand. Because of the need of shmir of the tefillin, we're going to allow you to take it into the basic kisei. You can't leave it outside. But you should be holding it not in a bag, but in the kli, which is supposed to be holding it. Okay. We're not going to allow you to take it in wrapped up inside of your bag. But to learn Ramasha Hutter Basif Hakodim, La Oxen Bimino Bibigdo. This leniency which we had in the previous sif of holding it inside of the bag, you're going to have time to put it on again. So then we weren't matriach to go put it in its container because you can put it back on again right away. Mashen can be shows, but there's no time to put it back on, so you have to put it away anyway. So put it away already. So you put in a kli. If the area of the kli was a tefach, alok shein by tefach. Batul the gabi tefillin, kimen shul kilyon, but also lechnisan v'segisa. So this is the kli of the tefillin, and the area is less than a tefach, so it's considered bottled to the kli, and therefore you can't take it in. So that can't be a heter. Or if it's not the kli, so you can put it into the kli, and you hold it b'yodah b'nichtas, so you know it's some of it. The Morris says you should take it with you inside, you shouldn't leave it outside, because you're afraid somebody should take it. The Morris says, okay, what are you worried about? Somebody taking it? You know, we're not worried about the kli. We're not going to be matzah to save you money, right? Because it's, you know, so your tefillin, well, worry about, maybe you'll lose the end of not having your tefillin. The Mar actually says that the problem was, there was a maisa that somebody did that, and a woman came by, took the guy's tefillin, came to Beis Medrash and claimed that he done something improper with her, and that he had given her the tefillin as a payment for the improper act. And he said, look, I have the tefillin, and they recognize the tefillin, you know. So that's where the example Chazal give of not leaving it outside. Okay. Now take a look over here. And the Bir Halacha, Menichem Akliim Hoya Batefach. So the Mishabura says that then. But then he brings Magad Ramah Hebi Oy B'Shem Rashi, Dima Kli Hoya Tefach. If a Kli is in the had area of a Tefach by Tefach by Tefach, Choshev Hakli Oyo Lahafsik Beinom Lakarka, Mutun Lanichem Bebeso Agabi Karka. So I want to put my tefillin down in this box on the ground. So is it proper to put tefillin in a box or put it on the ground? So the answer is if the box is a tefach by tefach by tefach, it's not bottled to the tefillin, and therefore it's considered as some type of a hafsik between the tefillin and the karka, and it's supposed to put the box on the ground. And furthermore, if it's a kli, which is not your kli, even less than a tefach is going to be mutter. So if I'm going back to the scenario, you know, a person needs to put it down somewhere. You put it down. You're putting down your briefcase. You're tilling it. You put it on the ground. So you put it on the ground. No, the area inside of that is a tefach by tefach by tefach usually. Even if it's less than a tefach, he's saying since it's not the kli which is made to hold the tefillin, it's not bottled to the tefillin, so it's considered a valid hefsek between that and the karka. Okay. Zion. This, we're going to let you take the kli inside, because the basic kisei shebasada, but you have no place to leave it safely outside. If you have an option of putting them in a place which is safe, you have no have to at all to take it in the basic kisei. The heter of kis doesn't allow to take it inside of the house. They're in their bag, and you put that inside of your pocket. And even babayis, this is only the heter which we're saying over here is one kli. That's unique to the field. And the bias, they had to require two kelim. So, going back to our scenario of a person's traveling, so it's like somewhere in the middle. It's not pesada, but on the other hand, they're not safe outside. So, obviously, it would be preferable to have two kelim, but it sounds like over here, since you don't have an option of leaving them outside, but yeah, but even one kli would be enough, as long as that kli is a tefa by tefa by tefa. So you have, let's say, this type of a tefillin bag, which is, right, so the tefillin bag is a tefillin by tefillin by tefillin. As opposed to like the old, you know, simple little velvet bags, which aren't like that necessarily. It's three inches high. So even though you had no other covering at all, but you're allowed to take it in with that, in a case you cannot, it's not safe to leave it outside.
Is that a problem to put the jacket on it?
Yes. I don't think it's proper to put the jacket on.
Yeah.
Hamishtamer. So you should leave it in a safe place. Now, what about other swarm? Shar swarm, ksav mishesh behem shemis. Other swarm or writings which have Hashem's name in it. If hem bekis, shar lachnisim. So if they're in some type of a covering, that's sufficient. Some say no, that you need two coverings. Like we said, by tefillin also, that you need two coverings. Sefer Torah also b'chol gavne. Sefer Torah, however, is going to be usher. Fine. So they have sometimes they put some type of an amulet around the child's neck, and has a Shemus written on a piece of parchment. The child's going to relieve himself. This thing is around his neck. So not be proper. That's not proper. So it has to be that it's contained in two layers. Klibus akli. And then even the child relieves himself, he's not doing something which is improper vis-a-vis the cloth. Excuse me. So we have the scenario with the Sefer Torah one time. We were traveling, and the Sefer Torah was put inside of a Sefer Torah without the Atzei Chaim. Taking back Eretz Yisrael, the observer had to correct some things. So it was just the Sefer Torah without, which is the cloth without the Atzei Chaim. So it fit in this in a carry-on. So we took it in the carry-on, going to Beis HaKisei. So we had to take turns. Going to basic kisei, you can't take the Sefer Torah, and even those inside of a kli. Just one second.
Do you normally use suffering from Eretz Yisrael for the Torah?
No, it wasn't actually for somebody here. It was actually—I don't remember the details how we ended up with it. It was actually somebody I think in Cleveland. Yes, what it was. It was a surfer in Cleveland who was sending, and my son brought it home, and we took it with us. I remember we dropped it off when we got there, and by the time we left, he had finished all the work and he sent it back with us. So we brought it halacha b'chazor. We bought it both directions. Question is, in God we trust on our dollar bills. So what about taking dollar bills into the basic kisei? So as much as we say it's the holy dollar, and if, you know, we have a problem that people are just we're focused on the holy dollar. So the Mishadish over here brings from Shamazama that it's much of the goal to basic kisei, because there's a shach which says that Shema Kasabalaz does the nitzad, there's an issur of saying it levatolov that you can't do. The mitzvah ksivas oisius, it's not a Shem Hashem. It's a conventional, it's a way to refer to him. So writing doesn't infer any kedusha onto the word as written as such, and therefore there'd be no issur to take it in. And he sends this to a mishnah later on, which says there's no issur mechika on such a Shem. Okay. Ches. Im shavat tefillin b'roish of osa ben tzorcha. A person forgot that he was wearing tefillin and he started relieving himself. So we're not going to ask him to stop the process, take off the tefillin, etc. That's not healthy. Because I'll say that once the person starts relieving himself, it's not healthy to stop in the middle. And therefore, minich yad olem achi yigur amud harishin. So as a person relieves himself, X amount of talking about for gedolim, a certain amount comes out, if he stops in the middle of the process, that part piece coming out, that's not healthy. But once that comes out, he should take off his tefillin. You have to chol some chazer v'nichnas. Once that's finished, he goes out, takes off the tefillin, and goes back in and finishes his what he's doing in the basic kisei. Chavavach yigmer v'damura chazer mevila adam lehadrikin. To stop in the middle, it causes the tzaya, which was coming out to go back into the body, causes an illness called hidrikun. And a person stops in the middle of being matzah meriglayim, which forcing the meriglayim back into the body, that's also not healthy, causes an illness called yerokon. Yerokon. Okay, test. Mutal right for likach ovich meriglayim, but yodhe utilim barosha, uba nebashach malatzma. A person who's a roife, he needs to take care of a patient that he's wearing tefillin. So they wore tefillin the majority of the day, so they're wearing tefillin, and now they're he needs to take care of a patient, and a doctor, a nurse. So he's allowed to take the ovet shemeraglayim, even though he's wearing tefillin. Rav likach, leave the barachel to check the chel, ben tzarach lachlitz oza tefillin, uftabim b'roife v'vodim b'cholot. The case which the Rashi was referring to, this is a quote from Shumas Rashi, was a case of a doctor. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch presented in the term in the context of a doctor. But if any other person also would have the need to do that, he would not be mechuyav to remove his tefillin for that purpose. Okay, let's. There's going to be shir tomorrow night, regular time. Hope I'll be on time tomorrow night. And then Wednesday night I will not be here. The Thursday night will be regular. So I want to start. I want to start Hilchos Berachos Hashachar, which is Sinan Vav, Thursday night. There is Zichron Gedalia. I think there's actually will be in the shul in Zichron Gedalia tomorrow night. So Hashem will do Mem Dalad and Mem Hey tomorrow night. And I don't know. We're going to, you know. Maybe you can give some type of a finish that off. We'll see, talk about some of these scenarios of Shina, etc. The definition of Hesek Hadas, which is a relevant point. And then, I guess on Thursday night, we'll do that. So, if we're starting a new topic, I'm going to put a mention on the you know, maybe the list or whatever it is that we're starting new. If any of you know somebody who think you might be interested in joining us for Tefillin is behind us. Birchas Hashachar is a little bit easier than Tefillin. So especially Siman Lamed Beis and Siman Lamed Vav, those Simanim are behind us. So again, I always tell you that that's a reason to want to join. You can get, you know, help from the hardest of money. The easier stuff you can do yourself. You don't need me for that. But some people think opposite, think otherwise. Okay.